YouTube YouTube Broadcast yourself yeah. YouTube YouTube
YouTube
YouTube
Brown with Deep Play for Kids. I have some feelings cards, and I thought I would make a little movie to share them with you and tell you how I'm feeling, because I'm wondering if any of you are feeling the same way. I can't go to work, and I haven't been able to go to schools to visit kids or see my friends. So I'm feeling happy to be home with my family and my dogs, and I'm feeling sad about not being able to do the things that I'm used to doing. And it's a little confusing that I can feel happy and sad about the same things. So what I've decided to do is let myself have permission to feel all the things that I'm feeling, that they're all okay. Some of the time I'm feeling nervous because things seem different and things are changing and they're not what I'm used to. So while that makes me feel nervous, I'm feeling calm because I'm safe in my home and with my family. I can use my breath to feel myself right here. I can take slow, deep breaths to calm myself down. So I'm giving myself permission to feel nervous and calm. Mad. I'm very mad. I'm mad that people can't go to their games or their sporting events or their music concerts or to their play dates or their birthday parties or their trips. So I'm mad about that. And I'm also excited to have this time to not be so busy, to not have to wake up early and rush and race and have so much that I have to do. So I'm excited at the chance to slow down, but I'm mad about the things that I'm missing. Happy and sad, calm and nervous, excited and mad, and a lot of the time I'm feeling loved. I feel loved by my family and my friends and my dogs. I'm feeling very loved by the world because people are taking care of each other and helping each other. And so I wanted to share my feelings cards with you to talk about these things, because I'm wondering if I'm feeling them, if others are feeling them also. I look forward to seeing you next time. Bye-bye.
Today we're going to be talking about our feelings thermometer. How am I feeling right now? And it's the way I want to start beginning each of our social skills lessons of seeing just where we are on our thermometer. So I've started this thermometer already, but I wanted to finish it with all of you. This is something that you can do at home. I just got a piece of poster board and some markers. All you need is a blue, a green, a yellow, an orange, and a red. And we're just going to talk about what we need to put on our chart to finish it. Okay, so here you have the blue. Okay, let me use my blue. So here we have the blue, and the blue is when we're feeling really good. I know you can't hardly see it, but I put a smiley face in there because blue means we're feeling good, we're calm, we're focused, we're happy, we're satisfied. So I'm gonna write what blue means of how we're feeling. So as I said, blue may mean we're pleased. We're pleased, we're calm, we're happy. And everything's good. Everything's going good. So please, calm, happy. You can write whatever that looks like for you. So that may look different for you. So be sure to write what that means for you. Now our green. Even though green means go, it means a little bit, something a little bit different in our emotions. So green here means nervous, anxious, or worried. And again, that may look different for you. So I want you to write what green would mean for you. So let's see, nervous, worried, or anxious. So green here doesn't have to necessarily mean that it's already getting bad. It just means you might be thinking a little bit differently. You might be worried, like it says, anxious, something. You're just really unsure about something. So now we get up in our yellow, and our yellow starts to look, it may be hard for you to see my yellow marker, but yellow starts to look like you're frustrated. I'm not sure you can see that. Let's try our black marker just because. So you may be frustrated. Confused. You're just not real sure about what's going on. You can be sad.
Hello. It's Tuesday, January 23rd, 2018. And as of this recording, I'm still depressed, but I'm not dead. And I thought maybe I'd try to explore that. You know, my last episode, I talked about mood swings and how, like, out of the blue, I would just feel overwhelmed by everything and feel terrible, more so terrible about myself. And I'll be honest, I don't think I've bounced back from the last one yet. I was having some trouble at home. I really wasn't feeling that well. Mentally, physically, I felt as fine as I could. You know, I felt well. I was kind of struggling. I was withdrawn. Nora was concerned about me. Because I had skipped a group meeting, I just was, you know, not really being actively part of anything. I was sleeping more. Big naps during the day, stuff like that. And then Friday, Well, Thursday, I got an email saying, hey, we're giving a conference call tomorrow about rerouting and store hours, which I thought was kind of weird. And I messaged the organizer and I said, hey, are you sure? This sounds like it's above my pay grade. And he replied back, nope, that's for you. So I let my boss know, and she said, yeah, they're doing something and they're letting people know about their changes in their routes and their hours. And I pretty well knew what that meant. It sounded to me like they were gonna change all us part-timers who were invited to the call to full-time, which was confirmed Friday morning. And that's something that's very troubling to me. I've mentioned that the draw of this job was the scheduled flexibility, to be able to, schedule myself in the morning or in the afternoon, depending on needs of the house, kind of stack my days early or late in the week to be able to make a trip like the one I'm on out to Michigan to see my girls, and what will soon be North Carolina to see my girls, which will be, a more intense trip on its own. Plus just the general ability to have downtime. I could just have an early day and get home before the kids get home from school and record a podcast or just veg out, be productive, do some laundry, do some cleaning, things like that. And
it's me, Lindsay Starr. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. You guys, do me a favor, please hit that like button down below. If you are new to my channel, please hit that subscribe button. Make sure notifications are definitely turned on, and thank you. So, I am finally want to do this. This is my second time recording this, and the first time is because I was tired and my nose was running. But anyway, I'm finally awake, but I'm thinking somebody is not awake. Mom. Yeah, my mother just sent me a weird email. She was actually sending to her co-workers, and I had to respond to her, just asking her if she had any coffee when she got to work. Anyway, I like to address the first thing is about how I'm feeling right now. As of right now, I'm fine. I just really was worried that I was going to lose my voice, but I had to find out if I was okay, so yeah, I was. It's just that I just had to make sure I had things taken care of. And plus, I don't know. As of right now, I just only have a headache coming on, and I mean, I'm going to do my best today to drink lots of water, but I'm not sure if I will be streaming. That being said, yeah, really. Anyway, as of right now, I'm kind of watching Boogie 29888, who, by the way, has dramatically lost weight and looking so good. I'm just saying it. I'm complimenting you, okay?
Topics of small talk and conversation is how you feel about something happening. It may be as simple as your response to the common question, hey, how's it going? To telling your coworker how happy, sad, tired, or angry you are about something that happened yesterday. Of course, you know words like happy, sad, angry, and tired. But English speakers have a vast number of expressions, collocations, and idioms we use to talk about how we feel. Doing so not only brings exciting variety to the conversation, but it also allows you to be precise about how you feel, choosing the exact word that allows you to express what you want. I'm Anne-Marie with Speak Confident English. This is exactly where you want to be every week to get the confidence you want for your life and work in English. In this video today, you're going to learn 23 new ways to talk about how you feel, whether it's happy, sad, angry, tired, confused, or all the feels. Throughout the lesson, you'll learn a variety of collocations, idioms, and synonyms so that you can describe even the smallest difference in the kind of happiness you feel. For example, there's a difference between feeling happy because it's Friday, which is certainly a great feeling, and the kind of happiness you feel when you realize you were successful in a job interview in English and they just offered you the job. Both of those result in happy feelings, but there is a little difference, isn't there? There certainly is, and in today's lesson, you're going to learn exactly how to talk about those. Thank you.
How am I feeling? I guess some things never change. I have been sitting in my room the past few weeks thinking about how am I gonna do this? And I love sunny days. I think they are the best. And the energy is incredible. And I miss the rain, even if it's been raining here lately. And how am I feeling about this? I feel like I'm stuck in a storm and I can't get out of it. Is it okay to feel like this? Doing the same thing every day? Laying on the floor, thinking about what am I supposed to do? I haven't said something about it, like to anyone. Something for myself, but I can't because I feel the same, and I don't like that feeling. And I came back to my room again to draw something, to feel something. It just, it's not the same that it was before. Supposed to feel it? How am I supposed to know about how am I feeling? Is somebody gonna tell me? Am I gonna found it on my own? I don't know how am I feeling. How?
To know these words, and you probably know the basic ones like feeling well, feeling ill or sick, but it's good to have other words as well to describe different ways that you're feeling, especially if you're going to see the doctor. You need to be able to explain as clearly as possible how you're feeling so that the doctor can talking to a friend, it's important to be able to explain how. Okay, so we'll start with the physical health then, and looking at the positive ways. If you're feeling really well, the ways of saying that. Okay, so feeling well, obviously. I'm feeling well. I'm feeling good. Feeling good is a little bit more colloquial, more informal. But you say that to your friend, how are you? Oh, I'm good, I'm feeling good. Okay. In the pink, I think maybe this is a little bit old-fashioned, but people sometimes say, oh, I'm in the pink. And I think it refers to pink cheeks on your face. So maybe you have to be a white person, really, to be able to say this. If you have pink cheeks, it suggests that you're healthy. You can see the blood in your face. So that suggests oxygen, good health. So in the pink, that's what it means, even if people don't use it very much anymore. Okay, just a straightforward one. If you say, I'm in the best of health, I'm very lucky, I'm in the best of health. If someone has a lot of energy, and this one is an idiom, if they say they're full of beans, oh, I'm feeling full of beans today, it doesn't mean that literally they have eaten a lot of beans, but it probably comes from the fact that beans are a very healthy food and they give you energy and maybe protein. I don't know all the ingredients, but if someone is full of beans, it means they're jumping around and lots of energy. And so you might say, oh, he's full of beans today, but it doesn't mean he's been eating beans, literally. It's an idiom. Another one that people use is a little bit old-fashioned again. Full of the joys of spring, the season, spring, because it's the time when everything...
feeling a little extra gangster today, it's all. True ass of shit.
Thank you.
cannot do it. Sorry, Mr. Audrey, you have to buy some new socks.
Settle in, finding yourself in a comfortable seated position or laying down. You are invited to close your eyes. Begin to notice your breath, how it feels today, the rise and fall of your belly. The rise and fall of your chest. And welcome in that of the present observer and witness. And bring into your breath the question, how am I feeling today? Body, in heart, an experience. And in this moment, wherever you are in your breath, releasing all of your air out. Taking a nice deep breath in. And exhaling it on a sigh. And tuning in. Beginning to observe all the parts of you in this moment in your body. And observing how they feel. You begin at the top of the head, the forehead, the eyes, the ears, tip of the nose and cheeks, the jaw, the mouth and the tongue. Just observing how these places are feeling as we scan the body. Just taking note. It feels flexible, it feels tense. And continuing down to the neck. The shoulders and the back. The back of the heart and shoulder blades. The chest.
But I have coffee, as you guys can tell. Anyway, for watching. If you guys enjoyed, please comment, like, and subscribe. And I'll see you guys again next time. This has been Top Cat.
Since I had no reasons to live, I thought of creating one, and I promised myself that how about main har subah uthu aur ek video upload kar do main YouTube pe aur main logo ko bataun ki aaj main kaisa feel kar raha hu. I don't know if it will help, but I am trying to help myself, and iska koi fayda nahi hai dusron ke liye shayad, but mere liye bahut zyada faydemand shayad ho jaye. So mujhe subah malum hoga ki mujhe ek video banana hai aaj subah, so main apne bed se uthunga, main kapde pehnunga, main shower lunga, main brush karunga, and I will have something to look forward to, and that is why I'm doing this. And this is also to say ki मुश्किल है चीज़ें और रही है शायद हमेशा से, बट हम कोशिश कर सकते हैं. मैं कोशिश कर रहा हूँ अपने आप के लिए, और जो लोग मुझे जानते हैं पहले से उनको बहुत सारा प्यार, जो लोग मुझे नहीं जानते हैं उनसे बस मैं यही कहूँगा कि कोशिश कीजिएगा कि जजमेंट इसमें ना आए. इस वीडियो का उद्देश्य लाइक करना, कॉमेंट करना, सब्सक्राइब करना, इस वीडियो का एक मात्र उद्देश्य thank you.
one of 89 self-portraits of my feelings that I did at around the same time for 89 days, asking myself, how am I feeling right now? This one is healthy on the 74th day. What I'm doing is taking family handkerchiefs and printing them with my laser printer after taking a photograph of myself in the mirror.
So I've been there and done all that, so watch this space.
Thank you.
Hey, bro. How you feeling today?
How am I feeling? Yep, that's what I'm feeling today. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you.
Tube
son,
YouTube son,
never gonna give
YouTube
son,
YouTube
son,
YouTube.
Tube son.
Tube son.
No, Daddy is student.
Would you f***ing subscribe?